This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being, you know what, joining the conversation. Really what it boils down to. Thanks for joining the conversation. Look, I'm going to say it again. We've said it a couple of times. I get these little tweets news notices. Stop with the coming stuff. I mean, seriously, people, come on. Here's a man, whether you like them or not. And I did not care for the man. Don't know him. I did not care for him the way I got to know. And my attitude is, so what? He's gone. All right? He's gone. He has a family. People who love him. People who care about him. How about we just let it go at that? You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's all I'm going to say. All right. You know, along the lines of the sex slavery thing with kids, I mean, I sometimes wonder if we know, is it really up? I mean, are the numbers up, or are we just hearing about it more? Is it fast to get information? I don't know. I ponder those kind of things at times. I do not believe for a moment that television, movies, and what kids see on their phones do not influence them, influence their actions or what to do. You'll have a lot of people tell you that, especially ones, you know, that probably are benefiting from the, you know, selling of weed and all that other stuff. They'll all tell you how, you know, the drinks, the weed doesn't bother the kids, the drinks don't bother the kids, the vaping doesn't, we're getting, the numbers now are coming in even higher on the vaping. But remember that? That wasn't a problem. Everything was cool, everything was good, it wasn't an issue. Just amazing. Well, we're finding out now it is an issue. And I told you it would only be a matter of time. Right? I wasn't trying to be a smarty pants, but it still was only a matter of time. And Netflix has got this horrendous show on. But before we get to the Netflix show, I want you to know that the police are investigating in California a 10-year-old girl who committed suicide, and whether or not bullying was to blame. Now, the bullying thing I am conflicted on, if you would. In my mind, what I saw as a kid growing up, you know, bullying most of the time is, you know, physical lording over, beating on a child, constantly berating it verbally. Right, kids at school, they can be pretty tough, get it. But in the last 10 days or so, I've talked to probably four or five child psychologists. And it wasn't because of this article. We were talking about some different issues, and these were one of the things I brought up and said, look, are the kids today tougher, the same, or weaker than they were in the day-to-day life issues than 25 years ago? And every one of them said weaker. That parents are raising children in the manner that they wanted to be raised, and the things that they didn't like about what their parents did that didn't make them feel good, they're raising those kids so they don't have to worry about not feeling good. Remember, for one point in time, it was all about self-esteem. Remember that? You wouldn't keep scores because you didn't want the kids to feel bad. Well, I got news for you. Your kids are going to feel bad. They're not going to win first prize. They're not going to have the best drawing. They're not going to be able to run faster than everybody in the class. Everybody's got their talents. Everybody's got their thing. And they're going to have to deal with disappointment, whether you like it or not. Because you ain't always going to be there. 10-year-old California girl killed herself last weekend. Authorities are investigating how much bullying played a role. Allison Wendell of Santa Ana was found dead by her 9-year-old sister at home on a Sunday afternoon. Right? She, the captain who was investigating this is not really letting much out right now. The protagonist said police have heard rumors that there have been some bullying involved and added, obviously, we need to investigate that. At this point, we really don't know what happened. Now, they're collecting electronic devices. They're scouring social media. They're talking to her friends to see if there was something in her life that led her down this path. They planned on interviewing the girl's friends. They just haven't got around to it yet. Well, not got around to it. I would imagine this thing is very, very, very touchy. You have to be very careful. I get it. Students at Hazard Elementary School reportedly said that they knew the child was being bullied because of the post that they saw on the Internet. Bertagna told the local Patch that he can't think of a time when we've had a 10-year-old commit suicide. Allison was described by her cousins as a beautiful little girl full of happiness, and she was always smiling. The Garden Grove Unified School District, where Allison was a student, recently posted on Facebook about a wellness program that encourages our students and staff to create safe, welcoming, inclusive climates around our district. You know, when I read about these things, I read about these wellness programs, wellness centers, and how they're dealing with kids from a mental health standpoint. It's like almost like we've taken them, and again, I'm not the expert here. I know what I read, and I know what I'm taking in. It's almost like our approach is always to coddle the child into dealing with his feelings from a standpoint of not accepting them and making them worse. You know, being a little Italian boy, and being with some of the groups and some things that were said to me, my uncle gave me the best words of all time. You can't help ignorant people. Joe Mancini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die high in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the convo, as they say. I mean, seriously, right? Being part of the conversation, part of the process. Get some insight as to, you know, what's going on and how other people are approaching the issue. And I really do, you know, I sincerely do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I really do. I always enjoy the conversation. Talking about the suicide of a little girl down in Santa Ana, California. And it's sad. I mean, don't, I mean, some of you I'm not making light of this by any stretch of the imagination. I think we need to start asking more questions, though. We're training our kids, when it comes to bullying especially, how that other person is bad, and they shouldn't be bullying you, and they shouldn't be talking to you like that. That doesn't really change it, right? How about shoring up, strengthening up the boys and the girls that are being bullied, as long as it's not physically, all right? I'm just talking about maybe verbally or mentally to a degree. Shore them up to be stronger. To be able, look, I took a beating, and a lot of people like me, took a beating when we left the inner city. We went out in the suburbs, right? We were guineas and wops, and you had the Irish, and yeah, it was just bad. And for some odd reason, you know, suicide rates were not higher 30 or 40 years ago. They are now. I've talked about this a million times. I find it interesting that we've watched certain violent crimes, certain, you know, drug use, you're watching this stuff rise and rise and rise, and instead of going back to a certain way, it's okay to regress a little bit, go back and do a reset, a recheck. You know what I mean? The sexual stuff that our kids see on TV today, the advertisements, the conversation, what's in the music. I'm sorry. If you're a professional and you think none of this affects young children, you are wrong. You need to go back to school. And then we wonder why. Why they're so sensitive. Why they talk the way they talk. Why they treat each other the way they do. In a statement, school district officials said that they were deeply saddened by the tragic passing of one of our students. They said they have a plethora of mental health resources committed to ensuring all students have a safe place to turn for emotional support. But it's more than that. This didn't happen to this child. You don't wait for them to come in. There are all kinds of resources out there where people can kind of figure out what's going on with these kids, try to help them out. And I'm not saying the parents, don't write me, I'm not saying the parents did a bad job or anything like that. I'm simply saying, what are we raising? How are we helping? Are we helping our kids? How are we helping our kids? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll tell you what, this is earlier, you heard me saying, this is your fault. You parents. When I say it that way, here's what I mean by this. Hollywood is filling your kids' heads with these sexual stories, sexual shows, drug-ridden shows, you know, vape-ridden shows, and now you see what's happening in the vaping world. And Netflix has had this show on for a couple of years now. Parents are begging them to take it off the air. Now, some of you will say, well, you know, you need to learn how to control your own kids. Man, have you seen yours? You can't control our own kids. You know why? Because the schools are playing this stuff. Their friends are playing it on their little YouTube, on their phone, that everybody's standing around looking at from time to time. But when you look at what's going on out there, you look at what's happening. You got this show called 13 Reasons Why. Okay? And it's all about why you should commit suicide. Now, if you think about something, I know it was back in a happier day or whatever, but in the 70s, remember, we had those after-school programs or after-school movies. Those movies were all about, usually, they were mostly all about adversity. And not just adversity like you think. It was about adversity, how kids pushed through and how they overcame. They were all teen-based storylines. Good, healthy, clean storylines. What happened? We don't do those anymore. Now, think about something. We don't do those anymore. We're not allowed to have wholesome stories in school. They have to be read by drag queens. Right? We're not allowed to talk about decent and good moral values. You are what you, whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be, however you want to be. And we have suicide rates going up. Can't figure out why. We've taught our kids that they're nothing. There are, listen, a child wants consistency, and they want security. Come on, come on, think this through. We're giving them none of that today. They're not good. They're not boys and girls. They're not good or bad. There's no right or wrong. They have nothing. They have no solid foundation. And whatever the parents try to give them at home, you take it away from them. Yes, you know the yous I'm talking about. You take it away from them. And more and more and more, these child psychologists come out and say, stop. And when I say you're feeding Netflix. You're feeding Disney. You're feeding Hollywood. When you have a studio in particular, and they're all about making, or a channel or a network, and they're all about making movies and shows that your kids are watching or are influenced by that are very, very bad for them, why are you watching them? Why are you not writing to the sponsors and saying, what are you doing? And I'm tired of that whole thing. Well, you just shut it off. You just change it. I'll talk to my kids afterward. No, you won't. You will not talk to your kids after a show. Now, I will say, I talked to a mom the other day who told me how she deals with her son with it. Any kind of show that she finds questionable or may not have a good storyline, she will record it or she will go back and get it on demand, and her son can only watch it while she's there watching it. And I know, sometimes you might cheat. I don't know. But what I thought was a great idea. You watch it together. She looks at her son and says, what do you want to watch that? Well, what did you get out of that? And Netflix knows it. They're getting nothing about heat for this show. And they still have it on. What kind of redeeming quality? What kind of uplifting message? What kind of show is it that tells kids when you feel like you're at the end, you are. Go kill yourself. Man, I didn't get that message growing up. The message I got was you can go around it, you can go over it, you can go through it, you can succeed. If you work at it and you ask for help, you can succeed with anything. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Can you take care of your own health care? Yes, you can. You can direct your own health care. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause
in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of, for all intents and purposes, being part of the solution. Seriously. So I do appreciate the time that you're with me. All right. Let's move it along, and I really do appreciate it. Head up to the website. If you want to know more about the show, more about what we're doing, more about what we got going on, just head over to the website. You'll see so much, so much more there. And again, we're talking, you know, whether it's mental health, physical health. You know, one of our sponsors is Liberty HealthShare, and it's a good reason for it. You know, again, they make it easy for you to direct, to work on, to work through your health care needs. All right, little tidbit here. The British school suspended the LGBT lessons after 80% of the pupils were kept home by their parents. So, because the school was losing money, because the school was having trouble because the parents were keeping their kids home, they decided maybe this wasn't such a good idea. But the other side of this, too, which I thought was pretty interesting, is the majority of these kids are Muslim kids. So, I'm curious. If they were Christian kids and the parents kept their kids home, what do you think would have been said? Just a small piece of information I'm throwing out there for you. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend, you know, paying it. I hope you're paying attention. Getting involved, getting engaged, like I said, being part of. And let's bring them on. Let's just hear what he has to say about taking care of yourself.
I've got Matt Phillips with Liberty HealthShare on the line with me. And, you know, it's I'm hearing more and more. We're at that thing called, what they call this thing, open enrollment. It almost sounds like you're signing up for the military, but that's really not what it is. But we'll get to it in a minute. But, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past, and, you know, you call it a co-op. In the old days, you know, because I'm almost 90 now, but in the old days, it was a community. I mean, seriously, I grew up in a large city, but in a little community, and when somebody was sick or somebody was ailing or had lost their job, the community came together. We helped, you know, get them some food, help pay some of their medical bills and that kind of stuff. This is really not much different than that, is it?
It's
really not. And we've taken that idea, that concept of individuals helping other individuals, brought that to the rest of the nation, and we've got members in every state. So it's not really Liberty HealthShare paying your medical bills. It's Joe. It's Matt. It's other people giving you money to help pay for your medical bills. And that Liberty HealthShare is just there to bring those relationships together. It's not a third-party payment system. And you may hear that phrase out there. That's what insurance is. It's a third-party putting itself in the middle between you and your doctor, in the middle of that transaction to dictate what is being paid, how it's being paid, et cetera. This is member-to-member cost sharing. You are responsible as the individual for your health care and health care bills. Liberty HealthShare and its members are there to support you during your time of need. And so those are the big differences and why we're not insurance.
You know, I've actually heard and read some testimonies about people saying that to a degree their total bill was almost paid because people have given more or have decided to help out more. And unlike an insurance company where you have to beg for it to get paid for it to begin with, I mean, you in the community, in the family, if you would, you're able to, you know, offer prayer if somebody's interested in having prayer, send a note of encouragement, and even share, as you put it, more money, correct?
You can do that, absolutely. That's who and what we are as an organization. We do things rather systematically, though. I mean, we have all of our community online. All our giving is done there. Our information that you can see there. And it's a very predictable system. If you were to just sit back and let the community work, you paid your share amount each and every month, and then you had a need, we would be there for you. But if you want to get involved, if you want to pray for people, if you want to let people know that you're there and help support them, we have that ability online in our community as well. But the fact of the matter is, what we are trying to do is bring together that semblance, that can-do American spirit, where we're supporting one another again without the intervention of a third-party payment system, without government government intervention as well. We have a model here where the community is helping each other.
Okay, so now I'm going to throw you the big softball here, right? There's a million of these quote unquote health sharing. I hear them pop up all over the place. And why Liberty HealthShare, and B, how long have you been around? Like, did you guys start last Tuesday?
It was last Tuesday. Yes, we're brand new as of yesterday. No,
and you're just trying to figure it out. I got it. Yeah. No, I just somebody sees something good and they jump. But you've been around a while.
The concept of healthcare sharing was really started by my family. Back in the early 80s, it was an Ohio minister that was in a car accident that resulted from the death of his wife and child, but some major medical bills that they had to deal with. He received support from his community to help pay for his medical bills, and that's when he said, aha, this is how we should be taking care of each other. Absolutely, this might work. And so he started the first modern healthcare sharing ministry, and that was my uncle. And from there, my family has been a part of it. I, frankly, the day that it happened, it was my birthday, frankly, in August of 1982. So we've been a part of this since its inception.
Wow.
We know how it works. We know how to do it. We've been around for a long period of time. And Liberty HealthShare is just the most recent incarnation of bringing this model that small Christian communities have enjoyed to the rest of the country.
I do get a kick out of this because I hear all this stuff, but you've got it down. You were the originators, my God. All right, so when we come back, I want to talk about some of the terminologies because it seems to be the question I get the most, which I think is kind of funny because I keep telling them, head over to the website. What's wrong with you people? Get over there and take a read, take a ride around the website and get some information. We'll be back in a minute more with Matt Bellis and Liberty HealthShare after this. Yeah, I know, right? Don't you love that? Anyway, no, seriously, and the reason I'm cutting it short at that level is because a lot of you write me emails after the show. I wish you'd write them during the show, but you write them after the show, okay? And I've had Matt comes on, I don't know, every other week or something like that. And when it comes to health sharing or it comes to your health as a whole, as the years go on, even when you're younger,
you've got certain things certain ways you want to take care of your body. Certain things that you need or you don't need. Certain ways that you want the doctor maybe to help you or discuss with you. How many of you actually go in with a regular health insurance program? How many of you actually go in and sit with your doctor? And I do mean sit with your doctor. Not many of you, because they're not, I won't say authorized, but they're really not encouraged. How's that? They're not encouraged to sit with you. They're not encouraged to sit around and discuss through the problems, the issues that you're having. I know when I go into the doctor, because of a job we have the more traditional health insurance, but I'll tell you, if I ever lost that, this would be the thing I would jump on. But it's a little different. I know the doctor. But, I mean, I will call and say, what will they pay for? What won't they pay for? How can we go through? This is the ailments that I'm having. Because I don't want him doing the proverbial, I walk in the door and he goes, oh, you're complaining about that here. Go have this blood test. So you come back and you complain about it. You say, look, it's still happening here and this is what's going on. No, then you have to go get this blood, test or go see this kind of. I don't want to do that. I don't want to make 15 trips for one thing. I want to be able to call the shots myself. You know, doc, I've been having this problem for this much time. This is what's going on. I want a full blood test. Most insurance companies won't approve a full blood test. So there's so many things that you can have control of. And why we keep, you know, I didn't get into this with him in the interview. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. But why we keep believing that we're slaves, for lack of a better term, to the insurance company, when in all reality, we're not. And you shouldn't feel that way. And frankly, the doctor may know more medically than you do, but you know more about your body than he does. If the doctor, I won't say diagnosis, but you're talking, he says, well, it's going to be this, this, and this, and that's brought on, I don't know, that's brought on by A, B, and C. You say, look, I haven't done A, B, and C in 3 months, so it can't be that. But he is dictated to by the insurance company as to how he has to take care of you. Joe Mattini, your host, just on the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign.
Yes, I'm always doing something. Joe was in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it because, you know, again, your health care, taking care of yourself should be number one, both financial and physical. All right, told you we'd be back, and we are back. Matt Bellis is with me with Liberty Health Share. We have been conditioned since we were, you know, knee-high to a bullfrog, that the only way to take care of yourself, the only way to make sure you had enough money should a major medical issue come up is that a health insurance company. You know, I used to see my parents sitting in, you know, in my day, we had just come out of, you know, slate tablets, and they used to sit at the table, they would write checks to the insurance company every month to make sure they paid their insurance. We don't have to do that anymore. You are not bound by, strangled by the bureaucracy of an insurance company. And if any of you have been on insurance for a long period of time, you know what a challenge it can be at times. Imagine a company that wants to work with you to help you take care of your body, to help you stay in health, and should something come up, be able to share those expenses with you. Matt, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Joe. I love your analogy there of slate tablets. It reminds me the first healthcare sharing bill was done over Morse code. It's fantastic.
Well, I would imagine as medical expenses rose, you couldn't use napkins anymore because, you know, there weren't enough beads on there or something. So, Nobody, only half the people out there know what I'm talking about. The other young people are going to abacus. What is that? So listen, how does it work, right? Is you know, we talk about health share, we're self-pay patients, and we'll deal with that in a second. But when I go into the doctor, I mean, do I hand him my card? Do I say, hey, don't you know who I am? I mean, how does this happen? Is there a list of doctors that pre-accept this?
Well, actually, that's part of the beauty of healthcare sharing. And I love the fact that what we have done is tried our best, frankly, to set people free. There is no network of doctors with Liberty Health Share. You can visit the doctor and hospital of your choice. As long as they're willing to work with you as a Liberty Health Share member, as a healthcare sharing member, we're not going to stand in the way of that relationship between you and your doctor. And frankly, doctors love healthcare sharing because that allows them to work with the patient again. They're no longer de facto bureaucrats for the third-party payment system. They're able to work with their patient, and it's a very easy, simple system. Because whenever you go to the doctor or hospital, you show your Liberty Health Share membership card that shows them how to submit the billing. And then from that point on, we want you to focus on getting better. We want you to focus on making good decisions, asking right questions, working with your doctor and hospital. Let Liberty Health Share take care of the medical bills. Let them be submitted through the system. Now, if you're somebody who really wants to take on the administrative burden and even pay for a medical bill yourself and submit it and get reimbursed, and all, you can do that as well. But Liberty Health Share is here to put you back in charge of your health care so that you don't have to worry about how these things will be taken care of, paid for. We want to work with you as your community and put you in the driver's seat.
Yeah, again, it's really funny when I get, after we do our interviews and the emails that I get, you would, and I'm not putting anybody down here, so I'll tell you, if you're one of those people, don't take it the wrong way. I figure we hit this enough times where they would get it, but I think to a degree, like I said, we've been so programmed since we were small that there's only one way to do this. This is a different way of thinking about this. You've got to open up your mind and accept the fact that, you do have control. We've never had control over our health care. And I love it when I get a few minutes with a doctor, and not just my own doctor, I go to events and I explain this to them or I talk to them about it. They love this because they say, look, I can actually practice medicine and not practice insurance, which I thought was first guy who said it to me, I was like, wow, that's a great idea.
That's a great way to put that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And he was, and I know this guy, very black and white doctor. He says, yeah, I actually get to sit with you and talk with you, that kind of thing. So I thought that was really good. Explain what open enrollment is to people, because again, most people think you hop in any time. Now with Liberty Health Share, you can enroll at any time, but with an insurance company or program, you can only enroll certain times of the year.
That's correct. Actually, we're coming up on open enrollment here, 1st of November through December 7th. That's the time a lot of people will only have to be able to make the decision about what health insurance program that they're going to join. So you only have that time period to figure out what you're going to do for 2020, which, frankly, if you ask me, is a little bit ridiculous. I mean, when is shoe buying season? It's kind of strange. But anyway, this is a recent invention because of the ACA. That whole process. And so a lot of people have been conformed now to expect to make the decisions around this time. And a lot of people make the decision for Liberty Health Share around this time as well. Even though we're not subject to it, our members are exempt from the fines and mandates of the Affordable Care Act. Right there, a little known part of the law.
Wow.
If you want to know, it's Section 1501-B. Where it talks about
now, you just
health.
Sounded like a bureaucrat. Now I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know, right? but that talks about where members of healthcare sharing ministries are exempt from the fines and mandates of the Affordable Care Act, and so our members can join at any time of the year. But now is the time that it's on a lot of people's minds, so a lot of people make that decision for healthcare sharing at this time.
Long-term contract commitment. I mean, when we talk about this, with the quote-unquote insurance companies, you get in, you're locked into that. Is this a 12-month program? Is this a month-to-month? How does that work?
You don't get locked into things that you voluntarily join. That's who we are.
I like that. Yeah. That's a great line.
Yeah. We want people to be able to express their desire to be a part of this, and if they no longer want to be a part of it, if it's not a good fit for them, then we, sure, if you want to drop, go ahead. We want people who want to be a part of this.
Yep.
It has to be a good fit, because you do have to change your mindset of how you approach health care. And so that's why this is a membership, not just enrollments or paying premiums. This is a membership of people who fully understand what it means to join a healthcare sharing ministry and choose voluntarily to do so.
You know, I want to have some. I so much want to have fun with this membership. So what am I joining a health club here or what? I mean, some people have said to me, he keeps saying membership. Is this a club? What does he mean by membership?
I frankly would love it if this was a club. if we had health clubs all over the country, or we had secret meetings in Colorado Springs, that'd be kind of cool. The idea that it is a membership really has to do with a mindset of how you approach healthcare sharing. Because you're not a policy number, because you're not working with bureaucrats thousands of miles away, you are dealing with somebody with Liberty Health Share that is a family. You're a part of the family. I'm a member of my family. I'm the father and husband of my family. You know, I'm also a son. That's what we talk about by being a member. It's to change your understanding that you are joining a community. You're not just a policy number.
All right. And the share amount, for all intents and purposes, it's your monthly contribution, if you would, correct?
That's correct. Absolutely. That's a great way of putting it. It's the amount of money that you put forth each and every month that is directed by Liberty HealthShare to go to another member who has a need.
Got it. Okay. And self-pay simply means, you know, this is not a foreign language lesson, people. It's real simple. Self-pay just means that when you get in front of that doctor, I'm responsible for the, ultimately, I'm responsible for the bill. I don't want you to do what the insurance company wants you to do. I want you to do what me, Joe, the patient, wants you to do that's best for me, and I'll make sure you get paid. And we're backed up by Liberty Health Share, correct?
Joe, I don't even know why I'm here. You got this.
Well, I'm trying to bring it. You're a well-educated man. I'm trying to bring it down to my sixth grade level here, you know?
You're absolutely right. Self-pay just means that I'm the one in charge. I'm the one holding the power of the purse strings. Deal with me, doctor and hospital. I'm going to make the decisions that are right for me.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you don't have the ability to go turn to your community whenever you've got something that is unaffordable. That's what we're here for. But we want to set you free with the responsibility of being a self-pay patient and back you up with that community of people who is there to help you in time of need.
One of the questions I get really frequently is, if you're not an insurance company, who regulates you? Who oversees you? I mean, we see what a good job they do, even though they are heavily regulated. But who oversees Liberty HealthShare?
Well, we have a number of regulatory bodies who look over us. We are a 501c3 nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry. So that means that we're guided by, and we're located in the state of Ohio. So we have bodies in the state of Ohio that look over us to make sure that we're treating our nonprofit status correctly, making sure that the bills are worked correctly. We have some oversight over from CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, HHS, Health and Human Services.
Wow.
And so there are a number of bodies who look over us with audits and all kinds of stuff to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Matt, how do people get more information on Liberty HealthShare? What's the easiest way for them to find out?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, right there on the website. You can even call us if you want.
Look, yeah, you know what? And check them out. Find out what's happening. Get some information. Get informed. Anyway, Joe Masigo, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. We're here all week. Please be with us. Again, God bless. Be safe.